Marla continued to attend school, working toward her master's degree in teaching students with visual and hearing difficulties. Marla also began to attend athletic competitions for disabled athletes. She was relieved to be in a group where she wasn't an oddity, but was considered one of the crowd because of her disability. She gratefully accepted special accommodations because no one expected her to have perfect vision. She could be herself. Words of wisdom. Don't allow others to discourage you. Don't listen to negative influences. Believe in yourself and show others what you can do. Only you can find your potential. Marla Runyon. Feature box. The Paralympics. The Paralympics are the Olympic Games for athletes with disabilities. Competitors include athletes with prosthetics or artificial limbs, with vision or hearing loss, and those in wheelchairs. Only 400 athletes participated in the first Paralympic Games held in 1960. Today, more than 5,000 elite athletes with disabilities compete in 21 sports in both the Summer and Winter Games combined. Disabled athletes have a genuine Olympic experience using world-class facilities, attending events, competing, winning, and losing with pride. In 1992, Marla participated in the Paralympics for the first time when she went to Barcelona, Spain to compete. Marla saw many extraordinary athletes there, each one with a determination to win. She even watched an athlete without arms swim the breaststroke. Over the course of 17 days, Marla won gold medals in the 100, 200, and 400-meter races, and in the long jump. Marla remembered, "All of us were there to show the world that we were athletes first, disabled second." She was discouraged by the media always labeling the athletes as courageous or inspirational. Why couldn't they just see that she was fast?